Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we always deliver the biggest and the best in sports. There are many different ways to connect with us online. We're always live on Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can email the show at info at eRadioSports.com, podcastarena.com. And when you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, and they'll even bring it out to you curbside. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Well, earlier this month, football fans descended on Canton, Ohio for the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony. I was there, and it was truly an amazing weekend. So many incredible highlights, and we're going to take time to celebrate Peyton Manning, a member of the 2021 class. He chose his father, NFL legend Archie Manning, as his presenter, and we are thrilled to have him with us for the first time on our network. Good morning, Archie, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Elisa. Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it is certainly something you don't see every day, a legendary quarterback presenting his own son for enshrinement to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You have had about a month to reflect on his induction. So what was that magical experience like for you and your entire family?
Well, it was a wonderful experience, and especially for our entire family. My oldest son, Cooper, and his entire family from here in New Orleans were there. Of course, Peyton and Ashley and their twins in attendance for sure. Eli and Abby came from up the New York area and had Ava, their oldest daughter. They have four children, but Ava's the oldest, and she was there. So that was great for our family. Canton just does such an unbelievable job. The whole community just turns out to support that, and all the volunteers and all the things that go into putting that just special weekend together. And as you know, if you were there, this was even a double dip.
Yes.
In that they did not have the Hall of Fame ceremonies last summer.
Yeah.
And it was a big class last year because it was the 100th year of pro football. So it was a lot of Hall of Famers there. And that was especially a thrill for me. Like at the Gold Jacket dinner to see the kind of the older Hall of Famers are there. So many guys that I played against in my day. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I was honored and privileged that Peyton selected me to present him.
You know, being elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame is truly the highest individual honor a football player can achieve. And Peyton paid tribute to you during his emotional Hall of Fame speech. He shared how football carved out a place for his favorite quarterback. I mean, you're his hero, his role model, and most importantly, his dad. So, Archie, what's so cool is, I mean, your passion became his passion. How much have you enjoyed his Hall of Fame journey?
Well, certainly we enjoy. We feel really blessed. Olivia and I have been married over 50 years now. All three of our sons have given us a lot of joy. And so, Peyton, you know, I didn't try to mold my sons into being football, even football players, certainly not college or pro football players. They were coached well by others, and they worked hard to get there. But it was a wonderful journey for Peyton and for Eli, and so it was fun to be along for the ride there. I always tried Elisa to be their dad and not their coach, and I thought that was important. So in Peyton, kind of pointing that out, yeah, maybe I was his hero. You know, when he was a youngster, he went to Saints games and so forth. But it was I appreciated his comments, and I've always I just feel really blessed that we've had the relationship that we had through the years.
Saints legend, the great Archie Manning, is with us this morning at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. We are celebrating his son, Peyton Manning, who won two Super Bowls, set many records during his 18-year career, and now is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. So describe him as a player, and just, you know, how was he able to distinguish himself? What made him different?
I won't name names because I'll let them say it for themselves. But there's been a couple of former NFL quarterbacks and mm-hmm. guys that I respect that played the game that I think in paying Peyton a compliment said he played the quarterback position better than others, or he played the quarterback position different than anyone else. And I think in his era of football, Elisa, some of the things that used to go on from the quarterback spot went away. Like in my day, a lot of us called our own plays. That went away with specialization. You know, there was just when I came into the league many years ago, there wasn't a lot of substituting. You kind of had the same 11 guys on first down that you did on third, and same for the defense. Mm-hmm. All these specialized substitutions, you know, nickels and dimes and special things. So we were able to call our own plays, but with specialization, so much substituting, the coaches kind of had to take that over. But in Peyton's offense in Indianapolis, and I think it carried over to Denver, oh, especially his years with Tom Moore, 14 years there in Indianapolis, they gave him a lot of responsibility. They did a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. He called a lot of plays himself there, a lot of no-huddle stuff. So, I think he took it upon himself to try to be really good at the cerebral part of the game and be well-prepared. And so I appreciate those kind of comments, that especially from people that I think know the game when they say things like that.
You know, Archie, football, it is an emotional game. It demands discipline and also dealing with pressure. So how did you teach Peyton and Eli how to deal with pressure? How does one master those moments and maintain that inner peace and that equilibrium?
You know, Peyton picked up a quote pretty early in his day. I don't know exactly when it was, but it was when he was a youngster and started playing organized football and played the quarterback position. And a great Hall of Fame coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers said one time, Chuck Knowles said, pressure, you only feel pressure when you don't know what the hell you're doing. And I think he kind of read that and tried to decipher that. And I think what he saw there is, I have to be prepared. I have to over prepare. I've got to do everything I can to be prepared, and that way, there'll always be a little pressure, but there won't be as much. There won't be as much if you go out there on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon and you don't know what you're doing. If you're not really ready for that cerebral part of the game from the quarterback position, then the physical part of the game is not going to work for you either. So I think that was one of the most important things. And Peyton's, I've heard him use that quote many times, I think it had a great effect on him.
You know, Archie, you've seen it all as an NFL quarterback and father of sons that have had just incredible careers. We do have a lot of parents that tune into our program, and we're always looking for sage advice. So I know you've given the boys' coaches a lot of credit for how they developed them, but what do you think is that formula for success on how to develop an elite quarterback and to play at a high level? I mean, we are here in the state of Texas. Football is king.
Oh, my gosh. Football in Texas is unbelievable. I watched two high school teams last night play, and just unbelievable talent and good coaching, stop play. It was really impressive. You know, we saw We've had a football camp for 25 years, Lisa, called the Manning Passing Academy.
Yes, sir.
One of the reasons we started that is we wanted to help high school quarterbacks get better, especially at the passing game. So we started a camp for quarterbacks and receivers. And it really was true, especially here in Louisiana in those days, where nobody was throwing the ball very much in high school, and they weren't throwing it very well. And a lot of the coaches who are great, I love high school coaches. I'm not being critical. I love high school coaches. Uh-huh. It's one of my favorite fraternities in our country. But a lot of them, it was just run. And so we wanted to kind of enhance that high school quarterbacks and teach them maybe some different work habits and working out with their receivers in the off season, doing it. So get better at throwing. And we saw that happen, not because of us. We just saw it happen. And I think it happened really because of some high school coaches in Texas who jumped on and said, we're going to throw it. We're going to throw it around. We're going to spread it out. And we're going to throw it around. That's kind of what they did. We saw it in our camp. We saw these kids coming.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, they what goes around the rest of the country. So that has helped more than anything, these quarterbacks. Now, you see a quarterback coming out of high school better prepared when he goes to college to be part of a passing game. And you see it now when they're coming out of college, is more and more that are going into the pros, and they've had so much more experience in their college days of throwing the football. Instead of throwing 20 times a game, they're throwing 35, 38, 45 times a game. And that experience certainly helps them. So that helps in the development. There's always nothing like hard work. It helps to be, I think, born with a certain amount of athletic ability and talent. Good coaching along the way. You know, there's a real popular thing going on in around the country now with quarterbacks, and where besides their high school coach, they kind of have a little guru coach, you know, someone who specializes in just working with quarterbacks.
Right.
There's some guys that really have got a cottage industry doing that, and they're pretty good.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. Saints legend, the great Archie Manning, is our very special guest. We've talked a lot about Peyton and Eli and Cooper, but we've got to have you brag on your uber-talented grandson, Arch Manning, since we're on the subject of high school football, who is truly one of the most sought-after recruits in the country. He's the 2023 class. How would you describe him as a quarterback?
Arch is a nice player. He's going into his junior year. He was real fortunate, Elisha, that he got to play as a freshman. I know Peyton and Eli played the quarterback position. Same school, some similarities there, but they didn't play as a freshman. They were kind of the JV quarterback, the backup as a freshman. Arch got to play, and he had a real good receiver, and I think that was a big part of him having success early on. This was a senior who's now a wide receiver at Dartmouth, but he was just a really good high school receiver and smart and advanced, and that helped Arch, you know, to kind of get off and develop some confidence, and coach have confidence in him. They threw the ball. They threw the ball around 25, 35 times a game as a freshman. So that was a wonderful experience. Last year, like a lot of high school players, the season differed a little bit because of the pandemic. Here in Louisiana, they didn't play but 8 games. But still, I'm glad they got to do that. Some parts of the country, they played none. But so he's been able to play for a couple of years, and he's developed. He's grown. He's 6'4", 210. And,
oh, my goodness.
He's athletic, throws the ball, and he likes it. He likes it and works at it. So we're proud of Arch.
You know, Archie, as his granddad, what advice do you give him? Because he's got quite possibly the greatest football pedigree ever for a recruit. There's got to be pressure, and he's got to live up to that Manning name. But, I mean, you got to make it fun for him, right? Because, as you're saying, he's just a junior.
Yeah, I don't give him too much advice. You know, his dad, Cooper's done a great job. Everything has changed so much, Alicia, since Cooper went through recruiting, too, before he had a spinal cord injury after he signed with Ole Miss. So all three of them went through recruiting back then. And, gosh, it's just changed so much. They start so much earlier calling kids, recruiting them, offering them, and that type of thing. So Cooper has really done a good job of kind of slowing that down for Arch, and he kind of calls it, let's let this recruiting, let's do it the old-fashioned way. Maybe let's wait to, you know, kind of now, between your sophomore and junior year to get into it a little bit and deal with it, which he has. And I think that's been helpful. I stay out of it. I'm the granddaddy. It's not my place to jump in there. Now, if he asks me some advice or he wants something from me, I'm more than glad to talk to him about it. But he's handling things very well.
Our time is winding down. The great Archie Manning has been our very special guest at Sports Map Radio Network. My final question for you is, we were just talking about your amazing grandson, but as a parent, one can only imagine just the incredible sense of pride and accomplishment that you and your wife, Olivia, must have felt from, you know, just all the success that your boys have had throughout the game. One of the things I wanted to ask you on this morning show is, what was it like the first time Peyton and Eli competed against each other in the NFL? Just the significance of that moment. What were you feeling?
Oh, that wasn't fun, Alicia. We didn't we didn't like that. Olivia especially didn't like that.
Oh,
and,
bless her
heart.
You
know, we even thought it was back when NBC got Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that's right.
Started Sunday Night Football. So it was the first Sunday night game, and the Colts were in New York to play the Giants. And we thought about even not going. We don't go to all the games. We didn't go to all the games and didn't go to away games very much. And we thought about not going just because we didn't want to be the center of any attention. But we felt like, well, if we don't go, that might draw more attention than – you know, people, and I don't know what people would say.
Yeah,
so we
true.
Went,
uh-huh.
we went, tried to kind of stay out of the, tried to kind of stay out of the way, but the TV cameras found us. And I told Olivia beforehand, I said, I know these cameras are going to be on us. So, and I'm not real emotional at the games. I kind of try to sit there and be calm and watch the game. But I said, I am not going to get caught by this TV camera. It looks like I'm cheering for one of my children against the other, more than the other. So Olivia said, yeah, that's a good idea. So I guess the cameras were on us a lot, and we just kind of sat there with nominal emotion.
Uh-huh.
And the next week, everybody we saw, they said, oh, God, those cameras on y'all, and y'all look so miserable during the game.
Yeah.
But we didn't particularly like that. We cheered. We kind of cheered for the offense all night, and it was a good game. Both of them played pretty well. So it didn't happen but three times in their career. So we got through that.
It was a true honor visiting with the iconic New Orleans Saints quarterback Archie Manning, who presented his son Peyton for his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame earlier this month. It was a true pleasure meeting you earlier this summer with my son Eli at the New Orleans Country Club, and we look forward to another conversation a little bit later. You guys stay safe with this hurricane coming your way, okay?
Yeah, we got a little hurricane coming, so we'll deal with it. Everybody pray for us. And we like Eli's. I enjoyed meeting Eli. We like Eli's around here. So nice to be with you today, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All God's best. Much more coming your way at Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.